Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could open up your brain to a new level of understanding, your body to a new level of execution, growth in the gym, what would that question be? What would that question be that when answered could break through for you and take you to that next level? Think about that right now. All it takes is one strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through that can launch you into a new level of physical growth in the gym. Physical growth as far as your body development, mental growth, understanding, being energized, and emotional growth, actually. One new distinction can help you launch that level of growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by SkipLaCour.com. That's my website, SkipLaCour.com. Lots of free information there. Check out my website. Check out my bonus package with 7 DVDs and 10 books, 20 hours of video footage, 1,900 pages, over 1,900 pages of books. If you really want to go to school, check out my complete DVD and book package. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Science, AST Sports Science Sports Nutrition Products. You can visit their website at ast-ss.com. AST-SS.com. AST Sports Science is the creator of the MaxOT training program. You've probably heard about that, not only from me, but all over the Internet. The most effective and efficient way to build muscle in the shortest period of time. Go to the AST Sports Science website. Click on the MaxOT training logo, and you can get free access into the comprehensive program. Explains it in great detail. Free of charge, just submit your email address and get the password into that section. And Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by the Manformation Show, and that's my radio talk show, my website at manformation.com, that teaches alpha leadership qualities that transform you into the man you really want to be. So check out the Manformation website, sign up for the free weekly newsletters, and also visit the forum where you can visit like-minded individuals, men who are just like you, trying to expand and grow in all areas of their life, not just in the gym, but with their personal development. So check out the Manformation website. I'd like to welcome Ben Lewis from Australia on the line today. Ben has been doing an awesome job of serving like a co-host, sharing his perspective and his years of training. Ben, how are you today, sir?
Doing awesome. Really great to be here. Thank you very much, Skip.
All right. So how was your week? How was your week of training this week?
Yeah, week of training. Very, very good. I've been really consistent, hitting it hard in the gym, and I've had an excellent week. It's been a very good week, and just had the weekend of just recovering, which has been great, and keeping busy.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I took a week, my scheduled week off of training to let my body fully recuperate and recover last week. And so this week was my first week back in the gym. I also took these performance training classes, which have been really kicking my butt, you know, with the round-robin type of interval type of training with some medicine balls and jumping and stretching and doing a lot of stuff that I'm not normally used to doing. And it was just great workout and definitely feeling some muscles that I haven't worked in a long time. And so really enjoyed that, kind of incorporate that into some of my training, still doing the max OT on top of it. So having just trying some things new, feeling like an athlete over here. So how about you? Do you do any of that performance type of training at all, Ben?
Performance training. Generally, I'd say just really don't stick to max OT training.
Right.
That's, you know, the max OT weight training, max OT cardio. Usually leading my two of my cardio sessions this Saturday and Sunday, and you know the other three during the course of the week. That's pretty much, you know, where it's at with
yeah.
my training. Yeah. That's
yeah. Great. No, I mean definitely.
Yeah.
I can. You know, that takes care of everything. I mean, if you know, like I. Teach all the time is that you don't need to be in the gym for 5 hours a day. You don't even need to. That max OT covers pretty much everything that you need to do. So that's definitely how I've been training for the last 15 years. Just, you know, looking down at the gym and seeing these performance athletes, I thought I would give that a try. So that was just kind of something I threw in there too. But definitely not necessary, especially if you're just going for that healthy lifestyle. You've got this busy life, productive life, family, and you want to just get in the gym and, like I said, build that muscle, lose that body fat in the shortest period of time. Max OT, obviously, bodybuilders like myself or Jeff Willett have been extremely successful using that for a competition type of program. But also, you know, for the businessman on the go, I mean, Max OT is perfect for that. You explain the same principles to a lot of your non-bodybuilders, maybe busy businessmen too, Ben, Max OT?
Absolutely. I find a lot of my clients, it really, they just love it. You know, there's so much clarity with that, and it's something that they can just implement straight away. And the results they get with that, they're really just blown away, you know, compared to a lot of other strategies. So, yeah, definitely.
Do you find that after a while, even though they're getting the great results, they tend to want to maybe try something new and different? Do you see that a lot?
I do see that. But, you know, generally, you know, as you've said to me in the past as well, you know, if something is working for someone, you know, why would you want to change that? And certainly, I find that, you know, with the Max OT training, it's something that they don't need to get bored with, in the way that they can actually keep taking it to other levels and actually stretching themselves, performing at a higher level, lifting slightly more weight in that way, so they can actually keep, you know, totally enthused and inspired with what they're doing. You know, just coming at it from that angle, I feel, is where it's at. You know, but once people are actually on it, they actually establish that training routine, they love it. You know, there's no chance of actually wanting to try other things, because they find that it's really getting them the results that they want.
All right. Now, I'm giving away a free gift to anyone who wants to call on the show. If you've got questions, you've got comment, anything revolving around health, fitness, your weight training, cardiovascular training, your nutrition, call into the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Call in, get my free ebook. It's a $24.99 value, packing on muscle, Max OT style. 164-page ebook is yours for free. Just call in, get any questions and comments regarding your training. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. You know what, Ben, what I'm going to do right now is I want to give some tips. I'm going to talk for a little bit about power, strength in the gym. If someone wants to improve their strength in the gym, maybe some mental and some physical strategies that they can do to improve that strength. So
that sounds brilliant. I'm keen, listening very intently.
Yeah, now I'll tell you, you got a lot of guys who, you know, when they get past just showing up in the gym, right, and they're past that point. And then the next thing is, well, how can I be more studly in the gym with what I do, right? And that's where the strength part comes in. So, again, it's a lot of – you can use some years of experience and some things to look at. Some things may seem obvious. Some things aren't so obvious, and those are the things that I want to share with you right now. So let me just – okay, when you want to have strength in the gym, everybody wants to be strong and powerful. Once you get yourself in a pattern of going to the gym, you're going to the gym on a consistent basis, then you want to take your performance up to the next level after you're in all those patterns. Your performance, a lot of times it's your strength when you're lifting weights. Heck, you're in there, you're going for it. You might as well find a way to get more bang for your buck, overload the muscles with heavier weight. To do that, there are some tips that you're going to have to keep in mind to make that happen. Just like anything else in life, you have to make it your goal to make it happen, and then you'll find all the different ways to actually execute it and make any goal you have a reality. So here are 10 tips to have more power and strength in the gym. Number one, you must make becoming stronger and more powerful a top priority. Regardless of what people may tell you, that everything in moderation, everything in moderation preachers tell you, big weight equals big muscle. So you're going to have to make it your goal to execute well and lift heavy weights. That's what causes overload of the muscle, is what's going to make your arm go from 15 inches to 16 inches. It'll stay the same unless you overload it with heavier weight. So for those telling, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, it does matter. Now, does it matter to the point that you're going to hurt yourself or get sloppy in your execution and not actually feel the muscle? Well, no, that's taking it to an extreme. To execute what you're doing, everything you're doing in the gym, you're concentrating on your form and execution, feeling the muscle, and you're doing it with a certain amount of weight. If you can lift more weight, you will have bigger muscle. That's just how it works, by overloading it. And a lot of guys, a lot of times I notice in the gym, they want to get away from that. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it takes courage. You got to step up. Sometimes you know you should lift the heavier weight, and you kind of want to back down out of, if we're honest with ourselves, because of a certain level of fear. And so it's important to just not back away, not make excuses, not rationalize, not succumb to our fear, and discount the importance of lifting heavier weight. Whatever you can do, executing just the way you like, feeling the muscle, if you're happy with your progress, if you can lift just 5 pounds more, 10 pounds more, you're going to be more effective and efficient in the gym building that muscle. So you have to make it a priority. You have to step up. You have to be courageous and not discount the importance of lifting heavy weight. So make becoming stronger and more powerful in the gym a top priority. Tip number two, you should give training one body part one time during the week a try for at least 3 weeks. And I tell you that, you know, we've talked about giving whatever training program you give like 3 months before you start coming to theories on whether it works or not. So when I'm talking about strength in the gym, and you're a person right now who can't get his performance up, and you're looking for strategies, I want you to try this out. I want you to try giving training that body part only once a week. Now, what's this do? Well, physically, you will rest that body part, to be fully rested, recovered, and so you'll be ready to attack the weight with heavier weight. Okay, and one, training it once a week is enough to keep it stimulated, keep it going. It isn't like you're taking this big, long, gigantic break, and so your strength will go down because you only trained it once a week. That's in your mind. That is not how it works. That's not what will happen. It's just that you're going to have to give that a try. All right, so physically, you're going to be ready to lift the heavier weight by training it only once a week. Mentally and emotionally, when you train one body part once a week and strength, power, performance is a priority for you, It's one shot. You block yourself in. It's what we talk about, deadlines. You have to step up. This is your only chance to train this body part and lift heavily. When you block yourself in, when you create that deadline, you'll perform at a higher level. You will tax yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically when you box yourself in. So those type of deadlines, that type of stress, that type of discomfort, that, wow, this is my one shot to do it, although it may seem stressful or just uncomfortable at times, that's what makes us dig deep inside of us and get the most out of our performance. So if you want to make strength, power, performance in the gym a top priority, tip number two is to train that body part only once a week and do that for at least 3 weeks. If you do that for 3 weeks, if you could commit to this challenge that I'm giving you, you're going to see how this will definitely affect your power, strength, and performance in the gym. Tip number three is plan your entire workout in advance and set ambitious goals. Just like anything we talked about, we have to make power, strength, and performance a priority when we look at the big picture. Well, when it comes to your individual workout, you have to identify what a powerful workout would be. What would a good performance be? You have to know what your workout is before you even step out of the gym. And you have to say, wow, if I can bench 280 pounds today, that would be a powerful workout. You have to set the goal before you step in. You can't get under the bench, lift the bar, and think, let me put on this amount of weight and see how that feels. You have to set ambitious goals of what strength, power, performance actually means to you before you even step into the gym. This seems like such a small type of detail, but it's huge. It's massive. It's massive because you use the incredible strength of your mind. Your mind is your most powerful training tool. And when you set a goal like that before you even walk in the gym, it's just amazing how your mind will start incorporating everything you have inside of you to make sure that power, strength, performance goal actually happens. So it starts with to plan your entire workout in advance and set your ambitious goals. Set the goal for what power means to you. Everybody has a different definition of what a strong workout is. And that's a very interesting point. I would go on to bodybuilding message boards and I see somebody quite impressed with themselves, I don't know, lifting 40 pounds in a particular exercise. You know, where I've seen, and then maybe they show pictures of themselves, and I've seen guys that are half their size who lift twice as much weight. So everybody has to identify what heavy weight means to them, and then set that ambitious goal. Now, point number four is after you have sufficiently warmed up, don't waste your strength on lighter weight. Now, when it comes to your workout, you only have so much energy. You have to use that energy effectively and efficiently if you're going to have the most strength and power and performance for those exercises, your heavy overload sets, the ones that you really count as far as determining if you're strong in the gym, if you're powerful in the gym, if your performance is good. So when it comes to warming up, you don't want to have an excessive amount of warm-up sets. You don't want to use an excessive amount of weight during your warm-up sets. And you don't want to do a lot of reps with a lot of weight on your warm-up sets because all that does is sap away from when it really counts, the sets that really determine if you're going to have a good, powerful, strong workout. All right, so when you warm up a particular body part, let's just say chest for the example that we used, right, you're going to warm the chest muscles up with your first exercise. You might go through four or five warm-up sets. Just keep in mind, you want to use the least amount of weight and do the fewest amount of reps in those four or five warm-up sets just to get the muscle loose and to prevent injury, to make you feel confident that you won't prevent injury. Also use those warm-up sets for your mind to make you confident that you're warmed up and ready for the weight, but you're mentally ready to execute, that your execution, your flow is good. Well, after those four or five sets are done, using the least amount of weight, using the fewest amount of reps, boom, then you just go for it. You just go for it for that performance, that strength that you're shooting for. When you go to the next exercise for the chest, you go straight to that heavy weight. You don't need to warm up your body again because it's been warmed up. You did all those warm-up sets for the chest before the first exercise. Then you did your heavy sets, right? Your chest muscles are already warmed up. If they were already warmed up, if you determine them to be warmed up for that first heavy set, then obviously they're going to be warmed up for the second exercise. Go right to the heavy set. Now, if you need to kind of visually kind of go through the motion, or maybe just get the bar or use a very lightweight, just get acclimated, that's different. You know, we're not counting that as a warm-up set. That's just getting pretty much your mind acclimated to the movement. Then put that down and go right to the heavy weight. So you can see where after you've warmed up, you don't waste your strength on lighter weight during warm-up sets later on. You can see how conserving that time and energy and that effort by not using warming up again with more weight, more reps, and you save that energy, go right to your heavy set. You stack that over a workout, stack that over every workout over a week, that type of efficiency with your time and energy, you'll see it goes right into those heavy sets, and boom, you look back, and you've had a more productive workout where you're stronger and more powerful just because of how you align your energy. All right. Step number 5, before your set, demand yourself to redefine the meaning of absolute failure. By absolute failure means going for it where there's not even 1 ounce of energy left in your physical body during that set. And you're going to worry about the next set later on. But you have to set that mindset before you even touch the metal of the weight that you're the set that you're about to do with the weight. So let's see how we set this strength thing when we talk about being strong and powerful in the gym. How do we set that up in our mind? Well, first of all, we made the whole thing of being strong and powerful in the gym, we made that a priority. All right, so how do we use our mind? We got the big picture that we're going to use our brain, our bodies, or we're going to use our brain to make power and strength a goal of ours. Then that's our big picture. That's our whole identity when it comes to training. And then when it came to getting into the gym, we had a predetermined plan that we were going to live strong and heavy. And we defined what that meant to us. Before we did that exercise, we said like 280 pounds or whatever. That was going to be what we determined as strong before we even walked in the gym. And now step 5 I'm asking you is before you even get ready for that set, before your hands even touch that metal, and that's a term Paul DeLee of AST Sports Science uses, before your hand even touches that metal, you know how many reps, how much strength, what your performance is going to be before you even enter the set and set that goal. So you see the 3 different layers of how we used our mind. We had an identity of being strong and powerful. We knew what strong and powerful was before we stepped into the gym. And then right before we get ready to do that particular set, we know we are going to redefine what our goal is. Step number 6 is give yourself mentally, get yourself mentally ready to lift heavy weight before every set. That kind of goes into what I'm saying. So we're going to read, step number 5 is to redefine what absolute failure is. Whatever you've done in the past, you're going to go for 1 step further. Okay? Now we're going to get ourselves mentally ready. That means get yourself in a state. We've all been there in the gym. We've all been there in the gym where we have those days, maybe everything's going great in your personal life. Maybe you walk past somebody you really like the way that you're just in a great state and ready to train. And you have a great workout because of that. Those were things that were going on in your mind at the time. And when you approach the weight, you're in that mindset, and boom, you were strong, you were powerful, you executed well in that particular set. That was all controlled by your mind. When you have those workouts that are terrible or just average, because of maybe whatever is going on in your life, or you don't like the way things are going, or maybe the first half of the workout isn't going very well, and you let that carry on to the second half of the workout. That, too, that poor performance is all manufactured in your mind. You have to be in the right mental state. You have to find ways to take yourself out of the bad places of those mental states and think about whatever you thought about when you were in those powerful states. All right? Consciously control your mind rather than just let it, your feelings, your whims, whatever happens to be that. You can change it at any moment. You've done this before in the past. Right now I'm asking you to become conscious of your mental state before you even lift the weight, all right? Control it. Am I in a powerful state? Well, let me make it even better. Am I not in a powerful state? Well, let me take 5 seconds to use my mind to remember what I did or what I thought about when I was in that powerful state. So tip number six is to get yourself mentally ready to lift heavy weight before every set. Now, here's the point. Point number seven is don't get overly concerned with extremely strict form. Now, when it comes to building muscle, it's about overloading the muscle, all right? It's not necessarily about how strict your form is and how pretty picture it is, okay? Now, I'm not advocating that you use sloppy form that's so horrible and you don't even worry about how you move the weight from point A to point B. As long as there's a lot of weight on there, then you're doing great. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying that to become the strict form guy or the perfect form guy, and that's your identity, all right, and that's your top priority over everything, well, you're not going to inch your way up the rack. You're not going to put more and more weight because your identity, your God, so to speak, is to have strict form. Okay, we have to find a way to have a combination of form that's good enough to effectively hit the muscle, but it's not so strict that you're not challenging yourself. Think of any sport that you've ever played in your life. Let's just take golf. I mean, that's an international sport because I know we have an international audience here. You know, when someone says, hey, look, your swing is a little off, I've got a suggestion for you that can improve it. I want you to, I don't know, bring your backswing back a little bit further, whatever, okay? Now, you're not going to, it's going to be new to you. It's going to feel different, all right? You just have to have the faith that if I do this enough, my form is going to get better, and I'm going to have a better score because the form on my backswing, my swing is going to be better. Even though it feels uncomfortable, even though I'm a little sloppy with my form at the beginning, I will get used to it, and my form will improve, my golf game will improve, I'll hit the ball straighter and farther. Well, you need to think about that as I talk about don't get overly concerned with extremely strict form, is that I'm asking you to challenge, to find a combination, to use form that's good enough to stimulate the muscle, but I'm also asking you to keep on going for heavier weight. That's what builds muscle in the shortest period of time, overloading it. You can't use the same 40-pound weight forever and expect your muscles to grow. You have to constantly work at that. So as you work your way up the rack, as you challenge yourself to lift heavier weight, it's not going to feel right immediately. Your form, just like that golf swing, is going to be a little awkward, okay? But, you know, the more and more you practice that golf swing, just as more and more you practice lifting that weight with heavier weight, you will get good at it, all right? You find that balance between effective form, good form, and heavier weight. And you don't expect to always stay within the strict form range. Or again, you're not going to progressively lift more weight, right? So find that balance between the two. Don't be the extremely strict form guy and take so much pride on that, because when you look down at that bar and it only has 40 pounds on it, and you realize that you've been lifting that same 40 pounds for the last 3 years, that is why you haven't been growing the way you want. All right, so don't get overly concerned with extremely strict form. Find that balance and challenge yourself and be patient as you're getting better form with a heavier weight. Point number eight, get yourself a good training partner. Now, it's important. A training partner can help you out mentally, you know, especially if you have a stronger partner. Then you definitely don't want to have a partner that's going to drag you down. But, you know, you get one who can challenge you, who, and during those times where you don't feel like training, maybe it's a day that he feels like training. You want to use that wind draft, so to speak. You want to use his enthusiasm and turn into a game. Let that training party get you excited about lifting heavier. Make it just like you. I'm telling you these goals, this way of thinking, to make strength, power, performance more of a priority. Sell him on these ideas too, so you both are in the same mindset, that you're making strength more of a priority. Physically, training partner who knows how you feel, someone you trust, someone who can spot you during these heavier weight. Definitely need a spotter as you're really challenging yourself. You know, if you don't have a training partner, if you don't have a spotter, you know, you're only going to push yourself so far, because safety, of course, is going to be your number one concern, and that's whether you consciously realize that or not. So a training partner, somebody you trust, someone who knows how to just pull off, you know, the bar off the bench just right, someone who you know is going to be there, someone you trust, so you can not even worry about that part of the lift, so to speak. You can just worry about what you need to do, and that's push the weight up. Someone else is going to take care of it if you fall a little short. Someone else is going to manage that end of it, so you just take care of the execution. Training partner is massively helpful in helping your strength, power, and performance in the gym. Now, that being said, a training partner isn't a spotter, someone you call over, from the other side of the gym, someone you don't necessarily have a lot of familiarity or comfort, because that can be almost a distraction more than anything else. All right, so a spotter is okay. I mean, especially if you can, it can develop a certain level of trust, so you can use that mental, emotional benefit of having a training partner. Although having someone that you are there on a consistent basis, especially you build that trust and timing and rhythm, and you guys are on the same wavelength and say have the same goals, especially for 3 months, for 6 months, watch your strength, power, and performance just expand tremendously when you have that training partner. Tip number 9, control your lower back. You'll become more powerful in the gym when you learn how to control the tension in your lower back. And that's with any exercise, whether it's a bench press, squats, dumbbell presses, or even seated calf raises. Strength will be generated with good, tight lower back posture. Now, that's something that it's become a lot more powerful in the last years when people talk about core strength and controlling the core. But, guys, that's just not what the personal trainers with those 40-year-old women who are on the balls over there doing sit-ups. The core is for you, too. When everything you do, you know, you put your shoulders back, you tighten that lower back, that's where your strength is generated. That's where you feel that feeling control. That's where you'll start generating that power, strength, and performance in the gym. When you learn that little key, when I learned how important my lower back was to my strength and how I needed to control it, how I just need to practice that by being conscious of it. So then it went into the subconscious where I just did it all the time. That's where my strength really took off. So you don't necessarily hear people talk about this in the bodybuilding and training world. You control that lower back. Your next week of workouts, I don't care what exercise you're doing, I want you to tighten and lock your lower back. Tighten and lock your lower back during every exercise and be conscious of it and see how that affects your power, strength, and performance. And then when you feel that, you notice it, it's only going to get better in 3 weeks and 3 months and 6 months and 9 months of that type of practice. So tip number 9 is to control your lower back. Tip number 10 is less training will bolster your power, strength, and performance. Again, that one body part a week, we talked about that, it would be less training, but also less training would be fewer sets, getting the job done with heavier training and fewer exercises and fewer sets. Even fewer repetitions. You'll be stronger in the gym if you are going for 4 to 6 reps, as Max OT recommends, rather than doing 10 to 12. I think that's kind of obvious. If I said, hey, I want you to do a set, and you said, well, how many reps do you want me to do? And I said 10 to 12. And then you decided on the weight. If I told you to do another set and you said, well, how many reps? And I said 4 to 6. I think that you're going to pick a lot heavier weight than the one that you did for 10 to 12. So less repetitions can have you more power, strength, and performance in the gym and still be just as effective when done correctly. And that's what Max OT is all about. When you stimulate the muscle with heavier weights, you overload it in that manner, you'll get the production you did with all those exercises, all those sets, and all those repetitions when you use more weight and you overload the muscle. So we talked about less sets, less frequency of training. We talked about that, about training one body part once a week. Lessen your time in the gym. Keep your workouts within an hour. Don't have these three-hour marathon workouts. When you do that, you'll see that less training volume when it comes to your time in the gym will greatly improve your power, strength, and performance in the gym. All right? Less time in the gym, take at least 2 days off in the gym, at least 2 days off. Your body can be stimulated sufficiently to build the muscle that you want and recover nicely so you're stronger in the gym. And then also you need to take the weeks off in the gym. Now at the beginning of the show, I talked about my schedule week off. Max OT recommends that you take an entire week out of the gym every 8 to 10 weeks. Whether you're doing great, you're on a roll, you think you're strong, you think you're intense, take it off anyway. Let your body fully rest and recuperate. Over time, you'll see how that affects your power, strength, and performance in the gym. So just a quick review of those 10 tips that will improve your power, strength, and performance in the gym. Number one, you want to make becoming stronger and more powerful a top priority. You want to make that your identity. That's just who you are. You are not one of these, hey, everything in moderation kind of guys, or lifting heavy is important. You know its value. You're making it a priority in your training habits. Number two, you're going to give training only one body part during each workout for once a week a try, and see that, how that bolsters your power, strength, and performance. You want to plan your entire workout in advance and set ambitious goals. So before you even go into the gym, you know what you're going to do in the gym, and you also know what your idea of heavyweight is. It's already predetermined. You know that 280 pounds or whatever on the bench press would be considered a heavy day. Number four, after you have sufficiently warmed up, you don't waste your time in time, energy, and your strength on using lighter weights and doing more sets and more reps with warming up. We're going to keep that process down to the fewest amount of warm-up sets, the fewest amount of warm-up repetitions, and using the lightest weight, because we're going to save that strength for our heavy sets and watch our power, strength, and performance on the exercises that matter go up significantly. Number five, before every set, you're going to demand yourself to redefine what absolute failure is, right? You're going to have a goal in mind, and right when you get to the end, you've reached that goal, you're going to ask for that little bit more, maybe one rep more. Maybe you're going to just surprise yourself and do two reps more, but your goal to not just meet, it's your goal to exceed any demands that you have on yourself, right? Number six, get yourself mentally ready to lift heavy weight before every set, before you even touch that metal, before you even get yourself in there to lift that heavy weight. You're going to get yourself that mental state when you are more powerful. If you're kind of distracted, maybe something's bothering, maybe you just had a conversation, you're going to take the time to make sure you're in that right mental state that we've always felt before when we are most powerful. We're going to be able to teach our brains to shut everything out and to go back to that place that we've all felt. We're going to practice on calling that up on demand. And the only way you're going to get good at that is by doing exactly what I'm saying, by knowing its importance. A lot of these things are just becoming aware. These are what champions, these are those studs in the gym who perform at such an awesome level that you admire. They're doing these things in their head. They're doing these things with their habits. All right, now I'm sharing them with you, so now it's becoming aware of it. Some things are very easy to identify with. Oh, that's obvious. Why didn't I think of that? Some of them, even though you can identify with them, they will take practice. And you'll get better in those 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, okay? It all starts with awareness, and then it's practicing these things that I'm talking about. Number seven, don't get overly concerned with extremely strict form. Again, we got to find that balance. We're going to allow it to be a little bit uncomfortable, maybe let ourselves get a little less than perfect as we're challenging ourselves to lift heavier weight, making power, strength, and performance more of a priority. Because we know that with that, if we give ourselves the chance to lift heavy weight, all right, we're going to get better at it, more patient with ourselves, and we'll be back to that extremely strict form of whatever makes you feel so comfortable. You'll be back at that with more weight if you understand the process and you are patient with yourself going up the rack, so to speak, in weight. Number eight, get yourself a training partner. Training partner helps you out physically by making you being there for you to lift that heavy weight, help you spot to challenge yourself to do more weight, but also mentally, emotionally. You have someone you can count on, so you can just worry about the power, strength, and performance. He can worry about keeping you safe. Number nine, control the lower back. All that strength is generated from lower back. We want to tighten and lock it down. And we want to do that with every single exercise. We also want to do that with every warm-up set, too. We want to make that just our habit. It's like a 1-2-3 checkoff system, like an airplane when it takes off from the runway. It goes through a check. Well, our lower back is going to be in that checkoff before we take off to lift that heavier weight. We're going to control our lower back. And number 10, less training will bolster our power, strength, and performance. That's aiming for less reps during every set. That's doing fewer sets, fewer exercises, taking our days off from the gym, taking a week off the gym every 8 to 10 weeks. We're going to be just as efficient. We're just not going to disperse our energy by going on and on and on and not giving our body the proper rest. And the biggest point to remember is when we're powerful, when we execute, when we're using that heavy weight, we made it our identity, we're going to get more production done with less work. That's our overall goal. So I'm going to take a break right now, and then I'm going to ask for your insight on that, Ben. And, again, if you have any calls you want to comment, the number is 347-326-9145. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. So I want to tell you about my DVD, Packing On Muscle Max OT Style.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2 Dicks 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goal. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component for the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Pacquiao and Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Pacquiao and Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
That's my DVD, Pacquiao and Muscle Max OT Style. I've sold that in over 52 countries around the world, helping passionate lifters just like you, passionate bodybuilders, guys who just want to learn how to build muscle in the shortest period of time, even if they're never going to compete on stage. So check that out at my website, www.skiplacour.com. Get in the whole package. I mean, that's the best value. You really want to go to school. If this next year is where you're going to really master what it is you do, I suggest you get the whole package, make the investment. I'm going to send you the total package of book and DVDs to you absolutely free. And actually, I'm running a special now that everyone who orders that in 2009, you're going to be able to set up have a half-hour free phone consultation where you're going to talk to me actually live for doing whatever I can to help you go to school, get this area of your life taken out. With all my years of knowledge, the 20 hours and the 7 DVDs, the 10 book titles with 1,900 pages, this is the year. This is the year you're going to take care of this area. You're going to have to go to school. You're going to have to work. It's going to take some months of dedication. You're going to have to put that level of stress, that discomfort, stepping up, and then it's going to be gone forever. I guarantee you that. So check that out at skiplacour.com. So, Ben, we talked about power, strength, and performance in the gym. Any comments on anything like that? Anything like hit you that maybe you heard at you, even with your level experience and your experience helping people in your country and really take from different levels to the next level? Anything that really hit home with you or you heard in a different way?
Definitely, absolutely. Just, you know, the whole time that I was listening there, I just realized the true importance, you know, of every aspect of what you were saying. And I could really relate what you were saying to an experience that I had just this week in the gym. And what happened was I was in there, and this one particular day I didn't have my training partner. He wasn't able to make it for some reason. And I was in there training chest, and my knees were spot. I was doing an incline bench press, and I asked a trainer to actually come over and spot me, and I'd never, you know, worked with this guy before, and I assumed that, you know, he was confident, he knew what he was doing, and I just got stuck straight into it and lifting the weight, stuck into the working set, and I asked him to spot me, and he didn't actually spot me correctly, and I nearly was crushed with the weight.
At
the last moment, just managed to actually pull it over and actually lock the weight up. It was a little bit concerning because, you know, it was quite close to my, you know, chest and crushing me, that kind of thing. Obviously, this guy, he just didn't know what he was doing. So, yeah, absolutely, I can see the true importance of actually really...
Yeah, let me add something on to that, and this is for everyone out there when it comes to a situation. Because, look, how many of us are blessed with training partners? I mean, you really have to make that a goal. You have to really use your influence and persuasion skills to get someone to show up at your time, do your workout schedule. I feel so fortunate. In my run for so many years, I had like 4 training partners for long runs, and they're just awesome guys who, you know, were just there. See, the thing about it, there's a big difference between someone spotting you by you calling them over to the gym, right? And the same person you've been training with for 5 years in a row. Okay, it's going to be massively different. All right, here's a little tip, because there are going to be times when you don't have a training partner and you want a spot, you really want to challenge yourself. This is what I do, Ben, is like, first of all, don't ever make the assumption that there's a right way to spot, a wrong way. See, because there may be a right way, Ben, for you to be spotted. Your way is probably my way. because that's our level of experience, right? Once you get past a few years, there is a right way, so to speak, right? Well, the thing about it is, how many people make it past 3 years training in the gym? Most people who need their spots or ask people for spots, they've been training for 6 months. Their right way isn't our right way. Does that make sense?
That's correct. It does.
Okay. So you want, we're making a big assumption that they know what we're talking about, because, look, I mean, people call me over for spots every once in a while, and then they say, and I have to ask them, well, do you want me to lift the weight off totally, and then you start the first set? Do you want me to put my fingers underneath it? You know, because, you know, like I want during a spot, I want them to kind of have their fingers right there. I don't want to, even for once, if I fail, then they got to use the reflexes and grab the bar. And then they'll grab the bar too much. If they just put two fingers underneath there, they're not helping me, but it just gives me that peace of mind that they're always there. Right? To me, that's just how I like it spotted. You know, heck, I try to spot somebody, don't touch it. You know what I mean? Because they want everybody to know that they're not being assisted. You know, even in my training videos, if you watch the Max OT training video, I mean, I've had comments like, they're not quite sure exactly, is my training partner helping me lift that 405 pounds on the bench press? Because his fingers are there. No, he's not. He's just giving me a visual, you know, sense of certainty and confidence that he'll be there if I need him. And that certainty and confidence is massive, right?
Definitely, absolutely.
But he's not helping me, but I just feel better when he's there. I don't want him to, hey, look what Skip's doing, everybody, with his hands on his hip. Look at him, 405, he's doing it. Oh, no, I don't care what anybody else thinks. Put your gosh darn fingers underneath the bar, right? Okay?
Yeah.
So my point is, there's a lot of different ways to spot. And so what I'll do is, I'll say, and then, you know, to make sure if it's a big guy or somebody who thinks he knows he's doing the gym, I'm very careful not to offend him, because he's doing me a favor by coming over and helping me spot. So I just say, like,
exactly.
Now, I'm really not saying this for you. I'm really saying it for me, because I just want to make my mind rest at ease. Okay, so I want you to pull it off totally, and then just kind of keep your fingers underneath there. You know, I should get at least six, but just kind of watch it, you know. So I just tell him that, look, I'm the guy who needs to get this off my chest. I'm sure you're going to do it perfectly, okay? But let me just get it off. Just entertain me and listen to me while I'm explaining this to you. It's really not for you. You're a stud. You know what you're doing. I'm really doing this for me, right? But you get your message across. So that just, you know, so it's just a way of instructing him to make sure that the right way of training is his right way of training too. So anyway, there's a little tip that my years and years of training that you make sure that guy you pull across, you know, he is going to not let you crush. You know, I don't think that's ever happened to me. I don't know if that's because I haven't really pushed it. I must not have pushed it enough to have the weight crush me. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. it's kind of like Arnold said, if you're not puking after a leg workout, you're not training hard enough. I don't think I've ever puked after a leg workout either, so almost a couple times. But.
Right.
So what else? What else struck you with the power?
Well, I mean, that was interesting. I mean, after that, you know, after this particular guy, he tried to pull me up on something. He said to me, you know, I can give you a tip. Like this trainer, he was saying, you know, you want to, you know, you're moving just a little bit. So he was trying to get me on having perfect form. And I was a little bit surprised, a little bit startled with that. And I just, you know, explained to him the importance of actually utilizing the body's biodynamics controlled chi to actually get that strength, to utilize that power and actually prevent injury in the gym. So I actually pulled him up on that to say that, you know, this is the reason that I'm doing that, you know, for this specific purpose.
Right. Explain that a little bit more to the audience, Ben, about the biomechanics and the controlled cheating, because when I talked about not using strict form, I really didn't talk about that leeway, how that's actually good for your body. So why don't you explain that to the audience?
Okay, certainly. Really, when a person is, you know, training and they're ultra strict with their form, it makes it harder to overload the muscle in a safe way, and a person is a lot more prone to having an injury, and they're not going to be able to lift nearly as much weight. So generally with, as you were saying, finding that the right balance between form that is good enough to hit the intended muscle group with still lifting heavy weight at the same time is just much more effective. You'll find that you're going to lift a lot more weight and really get the job done, actually overload the muscle in a safe way without using textbook perfect form.
Right. And let me explain. This is probably wondering how the heck did I come up with this analogy or metaphor, right? But what Ben was talking about, it also actually prevents you from injury. Think of it this way. When you're really tight and rigid, there's less room for error if you kind of, your form is too, or the weight is too heavy and you're not lifting it right when you're rigid. And think of like a baby. You ever notice babies get dropped off the counter, they fall, you know, all these things, and the babies don't get hurt. Have you ever, you've heard those stories, Ben, haven't you?
Right.
With babies?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well, you know, the reason why that happens is because babies' bones, they're not all rigid in their joints. There's a lot of leeway that's given, you know, so they can withstand the punishment. You know what I'm saying? When you get older,
yeah,
the joint and tendons, they start getting more rigid, okay? So then if you fall off the counter, you're going to get hurt. But babies, they just kind of bounce and they shock absorb all that stuff because they're loose. You know, there's a looseness to it.
Yeah.
And that's the analogy I give with not so strict form. You can withstand imperfections in lifting the weight. So that's another benefit of that not so strict form, that controlled cheating. Hey, what'd you think of that one, Ben?
One. I
you
love
can
that
use,
one.
You can use that if you want.
Yeah, go to bouncing babies.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's actually a great metaphor. I never thought of it in that way, but yeah, it does. That makes really good sense. Just to
I think that's the first point that you were talking about that I wanted you to expand upon. Because people have that control cheating thing. Ugh. Man, I tell you, if there's something that I've tried a million different ways to explain to lifters out there, especially the ones who want to build that muscle, they're going to the gym, they're dedicated, they're focused. You know, they have to, you know, kind of roll the dice a little, you know. It's funny, I was, there's this one really alpha male guy, Ben, you'll enjoy the story, right? And I just love listening to what they say. You can just pick out their rules and their values and their beliefs, you know, on the world, and I just love to just learn because there's no right or wrong way to go about life. There's no right or, it's whatever you believe, and if you believe it's the right way to go, then that's the right way to go. You know, I mean, you probably hear about that big financial scandal that is going on in the United States. Some guy built these out of billions of dollars, you know. Somewhere along the line, he thought it was right, and he just kept on doing it. So he was comfortable with it, whatever, okay. But anyway, so this gentleman, he said to me, he was watching an American football game, and, you know, I'm not really all that much into sports like I used to be. You know, with ESPN and the Internet, I mean, instead of watching a four-hour, you know, game when you can just see the whole thing and the best plays, you know, I'm pretty much cut it down to that these days. So we were sitting down watching football, and he said to me, he goes, yeah, I don't know. He goes, yeah, that World Series or whatever, I lost $7,000 on, you know, the World Series, and he had some money bet this game. And, I'm, you know, he said to me, he goes, hey, do you bet on the games? And I said, nope, never do, never have, no interest in doing that. He goes, what are you talking about? Life is a gamble. He goes, if you can't bet on games, that's just life. That's what's his rules and his values and beliefs. And I respected that. Life is a gamble. You know, you kind of have to take some chance. If you want to win big, you got to play big. It's just whatever you choose to do that. And gambling isn't my thing. Now, lifting heavier weight in the gym, if I can build more muscle, win a contest in 8 months, that I'll gamble with, okay? But the point of the matter is, when it comes to heavy weight versus, you know, getting injured or worried about getting injured. I mean, look, you definitely don't want to get injured. It's just like when you gamble at football, you don't want to lose $7,000, all right? But sometimes in life, that's what everybody needs to choose. You got to pick where that point is for you. You know, maybe it's just a little bit more weight with a little less straight form. Maybe you really want to go for it, whatever. That's, but you just have to understand that balance. You know, if you play it safe and you use that strict form of lighter weight, you're not going to have that muscle you want. You surely aren't going to have it in the time that you want it. So that's our show for today. Ben, thank you very much again for joining me. Visit the skiplacour.com website, skiplacour.com. Have a great week.
Have a great week. Thank you.